Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Vossi, this one was from before, but you can include Cameron in it because there's a question very similar for him. Vossi and Brandy, how long do you stay patient with Kyle Flanagan? And are Jaden Ockenbaugh and Corey Waddell up to the first grade standard? I did say through yesterday's game that the pressure on Matt Burton is increasing as the season gets longer for him to do everything. He's the runner, the kicker. He looks like he's organising, but in terms of threatening the line, if you're not getting help from somewhere else, Hayes Perham is a runner, not a passer, whereas Kyle Flanagan's a passer, not a runner. Matt Burton's trying to do a bit of everything, and I think it's the load's too big on him.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think Kyle Flanagan, like, you got to remember, he's not a rookie anymore. He's been around for quite some time. He's played, 60-odd games. So you'd like to think that he's going to be able to he's got the ability to take control of this footy side. I agree. Matt Burton, he's not that style of player that he's an organiser, a guy that controls their game plan. A bit like a Cameron Munster for the Melbourne Storm, where he's much more dangerous when he hangs out on his left edge. When he gets an opportunity with retreating defence and quick play of the balls, that's when he pounces. He just needs someone there just to steer the ship a little bit. I think Kyle Flanagan has that ability. I don't know if his confidence has been rocked over the last sort of 12 to 18 months with a few decisions around his career. But certainly at this stage now where he's played, 60-plus games, I think, Brandy and Vossi, you'd like to think that he has the ability to do that for the Bulldogs.
Well, in all fairness, there couldn't be another halfback in the competition that could go a whole set without touching the ball. And that happened on more than one occasion yesterday with Canterbury. I mean, that's alarming. Your halfback, your number seven, in an attacking set, doesn't touch the ball. I mean, that can't be how you train during the week, surely.
That gets so so the Bulldogs bite the bullet and put Carl Oppel... How do you say his second name, Vossi?
Oliapu, the young fella from the Broncos. They signed on a 4-year contract, been in the Broncos system since 13, and they've now got him there, Oliapu. I don't know, they might have to. They might have to. Could have won yesterday, mind you. Does winning disguise that? We will take a call from America straight out of the news this morning, and Cameron Smith with his pull-up your socks nominations for Underwork. So we'll quickly go to the news and come back with more. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.